The fourth wise man. The wise men looked up at the sky. "Look at that star," they said. "It is a sign. A new king has been born." "We must go and worship him," they agreed, "and take him gifts." As they set out, one wise man placed a glittering box in his travel bag. "I am going to give the king gold," he said. Two of his companions nodded wisely, but the fourth wise man looked glum. "I don't have a gift yet," he said. The four wise men went on their way. The star shone above them. The fourth wise man was worried. When they stopped, he asked the second wise man, "Do you have a gift?" "Yes," he said, "I chose frankincense. It burns with the sweetest smell, a smell that helps people think about God." "Oh," said the fourth wise man. "The new king will help people say prayers to God," said his friend. For many nights the wise men rode along dusty roads. The fourth wise man got a blister from holding the reins of his camel. "Never mind," said the third wise man. "I have ointment made with myrrh to soothe the pain." "Thank you," said the fourth wise man. "I have more," said the third wise man. "See, I have pure myrrh for the king. I believe he will be a great healer." The fourth wise man sighed. "I'd almost decided on myrrh," he said. "Now I'm too late." The star pointed the way to Bethlehem. It shone on a little house. Inside were a mother and her baby boy. The three wise men went to give their gifts. "I've nothing to give," said the fourth wise man to himself. "I might as well give some water to the camels." He leaned over the well. The star in the sky was mirrored in the water. He let down the bucket. When he pulled it up again, the star was in his bucket. It twinkled like jewels. "It's perfect," said the fourth wise man. "The baby would love to see it." Without really thinking, he rushed into the house. It must have been a miracle. The star went on shining in the bucket. "It's shining like a little piece of heaven," said the mother. "It's a perfect gift." Suddenly everyone knew that the little baby must be the King of Heaven.